why and how stress becomes a part of our lives. As you can probably gather, it is at its deepest a spiritual issue. The understanding and the solutions are spiritual. This does not mean religious, but it does mean awakening to our true sense of identity, being self-aware, aware of and living our values and choosing our attitudes. I hope you managed to grasp the essence of the last presentation, which goes something like this. It's not that I have a soul somewhere in my body. I am the soul. And my true identity is spiritual, not physical. My true nature is peaceful and loveful, not fearful and angry. My being is naturally radiant, but the energy of my radiance is distorted and blocked by those things which I attach my heart to. This insight alone gives you permission to let go of your stress, which is in itself something we become attached to. When you can see yourself as the imperishable, eternal being, it puts a different perspective on what you think and feel and do. But you mustn't believe me. We have enough belief systems in the world causing their own kinds of stress. I only pass on what has been true in my experience and recommend you experiment with it. For me, these are the real, basic, eternal truths about ourselves. And while they may sound right at this moment, they are hard to retain and challenging to live within our day-to-day awareness and our day-to-day activities. The reason for this is to do with all the beliefs that we have absorbed up to this point. They're so powerful and so deeply established in our consciousness that they overpower the truths we need to explore and to realize for ourselves. There are very many beliefs which we've inherited and learned which block our awareness of what is true and distort our energy and generate many of the experiences we call stress. One or two of these beliefs are worth mentioning. The belief in success today is very much connected to the idea of making a million, building an empire, having adulation, fame, celebrity. These are the modern measures of success in life today. And yet if we ask those people who have gained those things, if they feel truly successful, very few, it turns out, in all honesty, will attribute success to those things. In fact, there are many stories that once gained, many of them wish to be free of fame, free of the burden of managing huge amounts of monetary energy, free from being under constant surveillance. And although we might scoff and laugh at that, because those are our aspirations in our material world today, there are many who would wish to return to simpler times in their lives. So what is success? I think one of the greatest gifts we could give to our children would be to ensure that every single classroom in the world spent 1 year discussing and debating this question inside out and upside down. Not all the time and every day, but as a theme they return to frequently to develop and explore. We are conditioned by our material cultures and our inherited values to think success equals acquisition and possession. The more you have, the more successful you are. And yet, with only a few moments of reflection, 99% of us will acknowledge that this is nonsense. If we were to give ourselves the time to explore this question, we would arrive at the fairly obvious insight that success is not a material thing. It is a state of being. Call it contentment, call it happiness, call it peace. These are the symptoms of success, but only when they're not dependent on anything outside ourselves. Other signs of success at the deepest level might include being able to act with total honesty and integrity, being content with oneself in every situation, to have others content with you, to be able to be peaceful and stable when all around you are in crises or chaos, to value what you are more than what you have, to be able to give without wanting anything in return. Success might be to accept full responsibility for all thoughts, feelings, words, and